My guest in the studio today is Penny Mortimer, who's the founder and project manager, I think is the right title, of a scheme called the Dragon's Apprentice Challenge.
Yes.
Explain what it is.
It came out of an idea from... I was a trustee of the Centre for Voluntary Service in St Albans, and the reason that I got involved with them in the first place is because of my background, which is commercial communications. And I felt that I could be of value to them because of the experience that I have within business. On behalf of the CVS, I did some research amongst our many members in the St Albans and Harpenden district and asked them what links they already had with businesses and how they felt that businesses might help them further. It came back that all of them would really like businesses to earn money for them. That's what they wanted. Whilst that's a very laudable thing, it's also not very practical. So as part of the group Connect St Albans, which is made up of the Centre for Voluntary Service, the University, the Chamber of Commerce, the Enterprise Agency and the District Council, we threw some ideas around. And somebody suggested, why didn't we involve schools? I put my thinking hat on, and at the time, my two favourite programmes on television were The Apprentice and Dragon's Den. I thought there might just be some mileage here in trying to develop something by joining the two. And that's how the Dragon's Apprentice Challenge came about. Basically, the idea is the dragons are the businesses, local businesses. The apprentices are young people, 16-year-olds in sixth form or year 12 at secondary school. And the big difference between what we do and what Young Enterprise does, which many people will have heard of, is that whilst our teams of young people form little businesses, all of the money that they earn goes to support a charity. And we match each team with a charity. And that's the involvement with the CVS, because in St Albans and Harpenden, every beneficiary has to be a member of the CVS.
So there's three parties in it, the dragons, and they're not aggressive as they are in Dragon's Den.
They're not fighting. No, in fact, before starting it, we went to St Columba's College, because right from the very start, we had their buy-in to this. And we brainstormed with some of the year 12s. And that's the first thing that the boys said. They didn't like the idea of the dragons being too dragony. We try to make that very clear to our dragons. It happens sometimes, because what happens is that the dragons get so excited about doing this, it's almost as if it's competition for the dragons themselves, and that's when they can get dragony, because they get overexcited.
But their role actually is to act as to mentor the students.
Absolutely.
Who will come at this with a relatively little experience.
None whatsoever.
Developing an idea into a business proposition.
No idea. They're taking young people who are enthusiastic but have absolutely no experience. Some of these kids might not even be doing business studies. They could be studying anything at all at school. And so the role of the dragon is to help them and to teach them the really, really basic things about running a business.
So the dragons, they might perhaps not be obvious to all of us quite what they get out of this. I can see that they're very beneficial to both the other parties. But
yes.
What's in it for the dragons?
The dragons are fundamental to the challenge. And first of all, it's important to understand that the dragons can be anything from a one-person business to a multinational organisation. Because all it takes is just one person to be the dragon, someone who's committed and enthusiastic. But what the dragons, either as individuals or their organisations, get out of it is, first of all, a very close association with the community where they're based, and it helps to fulfil a lot of their corporate social responsibility requirements. The staff themselves are gaining added skills, because often there are junior managers with no one to manage. So a team of six or eight apprentices is a perfect opportunity for that junior manager to develop their own skills. They also get lots of fun out of doing it. You can imagine some jobs are not the most exciting in the world, and this just brings a completely different dimension to what they do. And then the third thing is that the businesses are investing in the future. so many of them say that young people are coming out of school, out of university, without the basic soft skills that businesses look for. For example, even writing emails, making phone calls, managing their own time. So they have the opportunity to invest in their future by taking part in the challenge.
The charity gets the money at the end, and the students get experience of a project, of a business. What sort of projects?
They learn skills. That's the main thing that they get. And the kind of projects that they do tend to fall into three categories. Mostly the ones that earn significant amounts of money tend to be events of some form. But bear in mind that they only have between the end of September, when the challenge starts, and the end of January, when all of their activities have to finish. That's actually quite a short period of time. Therefore, they are restricted by what they can do. And that's why an event is quite practical. Also, it's pre-Christmas, most of that period, lots going on. People are wanting to go out and have fun. So if they can stage something like a dinner in a local restaurant with entertainment, that is quite often something. But they need to find something a little bit different, because people aren't going to go just because they're trying to raise money for a particular charity. They're going to go because they think they're going to have a jolly good night out. And a few years ago, a team from St. George's School in Harpenden won, and they had several Chinese students in their team. So they thought that what they would do is maximise that difference. And so they hosted an event in a Chinese restaurant in Harpenden, which was totally Chinese themed. And they even had a Chinese dragon. I'm not sure if it was some of the kids or if they actually got somebody in to dress up as one of these Chinese dragons that wove itself around the tables. And they had entertainment and raised money through raffle as well. That was really good. Another one that in the early stages at St. Columba's was a team supporting Harpenden Spotlight on Africa. They decided that they would have an event. Initially, they wanted to hire a local hotel. But when the dragon asked them what would all of this cost and what would they do if they didn't sell enough tickets to cover their costs, and when the team said, well, our parents will subsidise us, it's at that point the dragon said, let's think this one through. And in fact, they were lucky that the school did host the event, so they didn't have massive overheads of a venue. But what they did was, again, it was a themed evening. And they served different meats that people wouldn't be used to eating over here. Again, lots of additional activities, raffles, lots of wine was consumed, so they made money on that. And I think they made about £4,000 from doing that.
You talked about the skills. I mean, can you specify, do they have to write a business plan?
Yes. The challenge launches in September, and so by the end of November, they will have had to have prepared a business plan, quite basic, but nevertheless, what they have to do, like any business plan, they have to say what their business idea is, who their target audience is, what they plan to do, how much money they are aiming to make, what they anticipate their costs to be, how long it'll take. And also within that, to give us some idea about the people within their team and how they allocate responsibilities, finance, marketing, sales, and so on. So they learn to write a business plan. As part of running their events or whatever, they learn communications, they learn to buy and sell, because if you're running a raffle, then you need to approach businesses to ask for items, ask the businesses to donate items. So it's the power of persuasion, sales. They're learning about time management, the fact that they have only got a limited amount of time, so they need to set themselves goals throughout the few months of the challenge. They learn about organising and running meetings, liaising with everybody, making sure that they can make a particular time or date, writing an agenda. We heard recently at a meeting that somebody mentioned the word agenda. And of course, the team didn't know what an agenda was. Something basic that we all take for granted and we forget. that if you're 16 years old, why would you know what an agenda is? Mm. They also have to keep minutes of their meetings and logs of the meetings they had, because at the end, when they produce their final report, part of the judging process involves looking at the record of the meetings that they've had, how frequently, who's attended, and what was decided at those meetings.
So it sounds as if there are different awards. There's obviously the team that gets the most money, but there are other awards as well.
Yes. In the beginning, the main award was the team that earns most money. Over the years, it's developed, and in fact, we've got awards for best managed team or project. There's another one, an award for the team that shows the closest cooperation with their beneficiary. At the finals and awards event, we have six teams presenting, and there's an award for the team that gives the best presentation. And then the overall award takes into account all of the different things.
You say that six teams will present, or that's usual. How many teams start out?
It varies from year to year. This year in St Albans, we've got nine teams, which is slightly fewer than last year. We had quite a few more last year, actually 15 teams. We identify the six that are going to present by judging the final reports and deciding which have done best.
Why do you think you've got fewer this year? Is it difficult for schools?
Yes.
The pressure on schools greater than every year?
Yes, it is. Schools are, the time of the staff is under massive pressure. And there are two major things schools can do to help their students prepare for the workforce or education. One is Young Enterprise and one is the Dragon's Apprentice Challenge. In the beginning, it was primarily Young Enterprise. Then schools began to do both, but now they're realising they can't do both, and they alternate. There's no reason why they shouldn't do both, apart from the pressure on staff time. And so one school has dropped out. They've been it right from the start. They've just taken a break this year, and I'm sure they'll be back next year.
And you might have more than one team from a particular school.
Yes, and in a way that can be part of the problem, because the school that's dropped out this year had four teams last year. I think that was just too much for them, and so the poor member of staff needs a bit of a break before...
So who judges this? Are you deciding who wins at the end? I mean,
Are the Super Dragons. We have four, and the four Super Dragons are the Dean of the Business School, University of Hertfordshire, the Chief Executive of St Albans District Council, Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and Chief Executive of the Centre for Voluntary Service. So they're all very, very senior business people, all with an involvement with young people in their day-to-day life.
How many years has this been running into this?
In St Albans, this is the seventh year.
But you also run it elsewhere in Hertfordshire?
Yes. A few years ago, we got approached by other CVSs across Hertfordshire who liked what we were doing. And a few years ago, we were lucky enough to get some money from the big lottery, which enabled us to produce a toolkit. And so we now offer the challenge as a license to organisations if they want to run it themselves. So in Hertfordshire, it runs in six different places. In addition to St Albans, we've got Broxbourne and East Hertfordshire, Decorum, Welland and Hatfield, Watford, and North Hertfordshire and Stevenage. And in each of those areas, it's run independently. It's run along the same lines. They use our toolkit. We all work together. We share information. We learn from each other. And we develop each year based on the experience of all of us. But each one of them has got a different person running it.
And you don't have to get involved in all six or seven of those areas?
No, I don't, but I do try to go. I try to go to the launches, but sometimes that's not possible because sometimes they're on the same night. I try to go to the finals and the awards. We have meetings at least twice a year when we get together with each of the hubs to share experience. But we also have Dave Gaze, who in the very beginning was head of enterprise at St. Columba's. And really, it was a lot of it was down to Dave that we actually managed to start this in the first place. Dave has now retired and is now working with us. And Dave actually spends a lot more time than me going across the county, because Dave talks to schools about the challenge with the idea of encouraging them to sign up and get involved.
The third party in this is the other beneficiaries, the local charities, the gain.
Yes.
And I know because the Talking Newspaper was lucky enough to get drawn out of the hat, as was Radio Verulam.
Yes.
So we're both involved, and we're both working with a group of students, and we both have projects. I think that's the way it works. And a charity has to put up a proposal which the students can then aim to fund.
We don't vet the applications from charities and community groups, but we do say that in St Albans, they have to be a member of the Centre for Voluntary Service. Otherwise, we wouldn't even consider their application. So provided they're a member of the CVS, they make an application, and as part of their application, they say how they would spend the £1,000 or more that they're hoping that their team would earn for them. We always get more charities and community groups applying than we get teams. This year we had 25 applications. We have to whittle that down. We don't whittle it down by looking at the different proposals. We do it simply by asking the mayor to draw names from a hat. And this year I went into the mayor's parlour with a very big hat and 25 bits of paper, and he pulled out 9 bits of paper that represent the 9 beneficiaries in this current challenge.
So it could be that the same charity gets it year after year after year because it's drawn out.
But we've just introduced something now because we did find that sometimes the same ones were getting pulled out. And so we now say that if a charity has benefited for 3 years running, they can't apply. They have to take a break. And so that's how we try to keep it open. The other thing that we do is that each year we keep 5 places open for charities that haven't benefited before. For example, the Talking Newspaper was one of those 5. So, in fact, you didn't go in the hat.
That's right, that's right.
You automatically got a place in this year.
And Radio Verulam, of course, it participates in 2 different ways. One, they're a chosen charity this year, but, of course, they also support you in lots of different
Very
ways.
Very much so, yes.
What do you do with them? I mean, they record the event.
I mean, lots of ways that Radio Verulam get involved. For the last few years, they've come along to the finals and the awards, which are held at the University of Hertfordshire in March. And they broadcast live from the venue, which is really exciting. That means that they have the opportunity to interview anyone who's coming along. So they interview the apprentices, the dragons, the sponsors, the charities, anybody at all, to get a different view on their experience from the challenge. But in addition to that, they encourage members of each team to actually come into the studio and talk about what they're doing to promote what they're doing. Anyone who's worked with young people knows that they're not the best organised. There are examples where someone will come into the studio to talk about an event or a sale that they're holding, and the interviewer might say, well, now then tell our listeners when it is, and they'll say, it's tomorrow or it's tonight or something like that. But we certainly encourage them because they get so much out of it. It's not just promoting themselves and what they're doing, but it's another skill that they're learning.
Radio Verulam wants to put the money into training young people in some form of radio skills or some development of ideas.
What they want to do is to encourage young people to be presenters and reporters. Right now they've got 6 volunteers, 6 young volunteer reporters between 16 and 19, and they present their own programmes. What they'll do with the money from this year is to continue to train more people and to broaden that opportunity out. Mm.
And for the Talking Newspaper, it's creating an opportunity to link with the Company of Ten at the Abbey Theatre, something we've been wanting to do, which is to take as many of our listeners as possible to experience the audio-assisted service which is available there, which is very underused. It's a very professional service, very well-trained, but actually underused, because people are a little bit scared of theatre anyway, and if you're blind or partially sighted, it's doubly scaring, as it were. You're not sure that you want to be there. And so the money will go towards that event.
Yeah. The more that the team is involved with their beneficiary and what their beneficiary does and is hoping to do with the money, the more motivated they are. We had an example last year with one of the Welland and Hatfield teams. They were working for Riding for the Disabled. Riding for the Disabled said, we want £1,000 to buy a pony. And that is absolutely what the team focused on. And they kept going until they'd earned enough money. In fact, I think they ended up with enough money to buy two ponies.
I think it's a fantastic project. Thank you very much for coming in. And we'll keep tabs on it and see if we come back to it perhaps towards the end when you know what's happening this year.
Thank you.